Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, God owns everything in the entire universe. Yeah, praise him. Oh, praise him. Yes, 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 yes. God owns everything. And we thank God for the opportunity to be here with you today, ladies and gentlemen. And we do thank God for you as well, for those listening live and those listening later on. We thank you. Thank you for being with us. Yes. Praise him. Come on, praise him. As we all know, there's so much going on in the planet. It's just an honor and pleasure and very humbling to be here today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop. He'll be up shortly here. Hey, the number, 347-843-4559. Hey, we've been emailing faxing out, whatever, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all of the above. Hey, put that number out there, at least 10 people, 347-843-4559. I am convinced, as some of you are as well, that everybody on the planet needs prayer unto the Lord today. Amen. Amen for that. Yeah. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are sensitive to this time as well. We will be opening up the lines later on. If you do have specific prayer requests for Bishop, we'll be able to open up your number later on. We'll mention only your last four digits, but we will open up the lines later on as you're led of the Lord. Amen. So we thank God for this time in Jesus' mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we thank God for all those who preach and teach the word of God all across the globe. So pray for the saints, and we pray for our enemies as well. Amen. Let's just go to the Word of God before we bring up Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be reading Psalms 91. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 91 as you're led. I'll be reading verses 1 through 7 tonight. God bless you. Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In him will I trust. Amen. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about trust. Can't please God without faith, ladies and gentlemen. Got to please him with faith today. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Amen. Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror by night, nor the arrow by that flieth by the day. Let me read that one again. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Amen. Nor the for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Verse 7, ladies and gentlemen, of Psalms 91 says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the word of the Lord. You better give God some praise for this word tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, yeah, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we want to open up the lines for Bishop. And we thank God for Bishop today as well. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us.
Bless you. God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father, once again, we give you thanks. We praise your name that we are closed in our right mind, having the activities of our limb. Father, we give you glory and honor. We thank you today because your word is everlasting. Your word is eternal. Your word is spirit and it is life. We thank you this afternoon, O Heavenly Father, that you have allowed us a new beginning in life. And Father, we thank you for it. This opportunity, God, and we give you thanks for it. Father, we commit ourselves to you. We humble ourselves in your presence. And Father, we thank you, God, as you wash us through your word, cleanse us and purify us. Cleanse us, Lord, and create in us a clean heart. Renew in us the right spirit, O God. We thank you today, God, because we know that your word, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father, we thank you, God, that you sent your word for us. We thank you, Father, you sent your word for our circumstances. You sent your word for all the troubles and the trials in life that we may face. Lord, you sent your word to heal us. And Father, we thank you for healing tonight. We thank you, God, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. And Father, we decree and declare your word tonight. That your word is everlasting, your word is eternal, your word is spirit and is life.
We thank you this afternoon, God, that you are healing your people. Father, we thank you, Lord, because you shed your blood on Calvary. You was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was on them, but with your stripes we already healed. We thank you tonight, God, for healing of the minds of the souls and the hearts of people all over this world. We thank you tonight, God, and we decree and declare that no evil shall come near our dwelling. Father, we decree and declare no evil shall come again near our children. We decree and declare no evil shall come near our families. We decree and declare no evil shall be able to overtake us. But, Father, we thank you for your protection in your word. We thank you for your assurance, God. And this is the confidence that we have in you, that we ask anything according to your word. We know that you hear with us. And, Father, because we know that you hear with us, we have a petition that we desire of you, the God that you have already answered our prayer. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as you continue to move in a great and a mighty way. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for the doors that you're opening already. We thank you, God, for the minds, God, that have been transformed and renewed day by day. We thank you for every moment, O God. The Father God, we thank you for a new beginning in life. We thank you, God, that you hold eternity. You hold all things in your hand. And Father, we thank you tonight as we pray for our loved ones. We pray for our nation. We pray for our government. We pray for our president. We pray for all people on the earth. We pray tonight, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. And Father, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you, you're healing those that are sick, God. We thank you for the good report, God. We give you thanks in everything. We give you glory, God, and we appreciate you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you've raised up people off their sick bed, off of the bed of affliction. We thank you, you've healed people that have cancer. We thank you even so now that you're doing it all over again, God. We thank you in spite of what the doctor report is. Father, we decree and declare your word that you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. And the chest of our peace on it, but with your stripes, they are healed. We are healed. Dick already is healed. No matter what diseases that might come and take to attack them, they are already healed. We decree and declare their healing even now, from the sole of the feet to the crown of their head. Their mind are being healed, their bodies are being healed, their loved ones are being healed, their families are being healed, the man, the woman, the child, the daughter, the son, the mother, the father, you are being healing right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and honor. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, as you change the things in the earth realm, as you change it, oh God, by your word, change it by your power. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you, God, for a new revelation of your word, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and no good thing will you hold from them that love you. We thank you this afternoon, oh God. We stand in the gap for that man that has been called, that have cancer, that man that have sugar diabetes, that man that have high blood pressure, that man that have mental illness. We stand in the gap, God, that you kill them even now. You renew their minds. You renew their bodies. He'll give them new organs, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them a new transplant, God, in the name of Jesus. Even when they go back to the doctors, God, their report will be changed. There are things that the doctor has said, they will not be able to find the disease in their body no longer. We thank you tonight, Jesus, and we decree and declare it is already done. We give you glory for it, Father. We thank you, God. Your word said that you come to give us peace in this world. We shall have tribulation. But you said, be of good cheer, because you have overcome the world. Father, we thank you for your assurance. We thank you tonight, God. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify your name, Jesus. We appreciate you for your loving kindness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you tonight, God. We above and not beneath. We, God, you work it all things for our good, for those that love the Lord and one that are called according to his purpose. We thank you tonight, O Heavenly Father. Father, we stand in agreement in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And we counsel the assignment of the enemy and the attack of the enemy. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Take your hands off of God's people in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We call it so now. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for pastors, God, all over this world. We pray for men and women of God all over this world. We pray for our nation. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for our cities. We pray for our governments. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father, for our leaders. We pray for the teachers, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for their protection. Lord, we ask you to protect them even as they teach, God, and protect them, God. Look on the children, oh, Heavenly Father. Protect them from these diseases. Protect them from danger, God. Protect them from prophetic fires, God. Protect them from all danger in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. We already called it so, God. Your word says, where two or three touch and agree and asking anything according to your word, you giveth us, God. We call it so tonight. We thank you, God. It's already done. You're opening the door, God. You're providing even now. You're touching the hearts and minds of the people. God, they will not give up. They will not give up, but they'll try again. They will start on over again. They'll try to have a new beginning in the name of Jesus. They will have more hope as never before. God, they'll have another dream. And God, we thank you for the vision that you've given them, God, that it will be manifest. It will be manifest, Lord. We give you glory for it. We pray for that man, that woman, that child that's been attacked by this COVID-19. And Father, we know that you are a healer. You are a deliverer. God, we come, God, and we speak it, God, because you have not given us a spirit of fear. We will not walk in fear. We will not walk in torment. We will not be afraid. But, God, we will decree and declare your word, and we will wait, God, until our times come. Out of all the days of our appointed time, we will wait on you, Jesus, and we know that you will never fail. We know that you will always come through. And, God, we give you glory for it tonight. We pray you tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, as you continue to test those that have been a blessing to so many people all over this world, those that have been given out of their resources, the food places that have been given so much, and the people that are serving and giving so much. God, we ask you to restore back to them. Give back to them the energy. Give back to them the resources. Give back to them the door to bless them, God, because they've been so blessed to somebody else. Because, God, we know it all come through you. And you are the one that have taught the hearts, the minds, and men and women all over this world to be a help to somebody else. We give you thanks for it tonight. We don't take anything for granted, God. Everything that we have belongs to you. All the resources that we have accumulated in this life, God, it all came to you. And Father, we give you thanks, God, and we praise you tonight, God, that we will never, never, never forget what you've done, that we will not forget somebody else. But God, we'll reach out and we'll help somebody else. We'll pull somebody else up. We'll bring up, God, and we'll speak life into them, God, that they'll hold on to the word of God, that their dreams will be manifested according to your word. And we thank you for it, God. Enlarge their territory, Lord. Enlarge their territory, God. Give them so much, God, they will know it. Only God that was able to give them what they have. And, Father, we thank you for it tonight. We thank you, God, as you give them a relationship with you as never before. We thank you, oh, Heavenly Father. God, we thank you. You're saving that man tonight, that woman, that child tonight. God, you're saving that backslider. Father, we ask you to look on that man, or that woman, that child, that thinking about suicide. God, we cancel that spirit even now. And, Father, we thank you, God, that you given them so much to live for. You have given them so many dreams, God. Let those dreams, let those visions come to pass. And Father, we thank you for the doors of being opened even now. during this pandemic, God, that you will show yourself strong, that you will manifest yourself in such a great way that we will look around and know it's only because of you, God, that we have what we have. And we thank you, Jesus. We give you glory for it tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you've been so merciful, so kind, not because we deserve it, but because it's your grace and your love. And we've ever give you thanks for it, Jesus. And we praise you. And we praise you. We must walk by faith and not by sight. And God, we appreciate you for what you're doing. And Lord, we thank you for the expectation of your people. And God, we ask you to look on that homeless child tonight, that homeless man, a woman, a boy, a girl. Look on tonight, God. God, we ask you to encourage their hearts, strengthen them, God. And Father, we thank you for all those we that have homes and places that we can call home, a place that we have food to eat and clothes and shelter. God, we thank you for transportation. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and what you're going to do in the days to come. And God, we ask you to look on the children, even as they go to school, even at home. Look on the parents. God, we know they have to go, and they have to. But God, look on their children. Protect them. Those that are in college, God, protect them, God. Bless them, Lord. Protect the teachers, oh, Father. And we forever give you thanks. And all of those that's on the front lines, all of the nurses, all of the doctors, all of the healthcare workers, all of those that work in the different places, God, that God, we thank you. Those that are in the grocery stores, God, we thank you. God, we give you glory and honor. We call it so tonight. We say, God, we thank you for the miracle that you are even doing now, the unspoken miracle that we haven't even heard about. God, we know you've already did it. That man that's been praying for that woman that's been praying for something, that child that's been praying for things, Lord, we know that you're going to do it in their lives because we touch and agree with your word. And God, your word promised us that we touch and agree, God, that you would do it. God, you said one could put 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight. God, you've promised us in your word, and all we're doing is believe in your word. And we speak your word. We only speak your word, God. We only speak your word, and we give you thanks for it. And we hold it fast, knowing that it will not return void, but it shall accomplish that we please. And God, we thank you for the manifestation in this life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, for those who are just joining us, it's prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. He just prayed over the entire planet, ladies and gentlemen, let alone just us, but the entire planet is getting the word because the Spirit of God is everywhere. And we just thank God for Bishop. Thank God for that wonderful prayer on our behalf today. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the man of God and for the Spirit of the Lord today. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop. We're going to open up the lines, ladies and gentlemen, a little later on here after we hear from Dr. Crenshaw. So we're going to mention only your last four digits, but we will open up the lines after we hear from Bishop's wife. Dr. Crenshaw, God bless you, ma'am. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God for that prayer. I'm so grateful and so thankful that our God is yet sovereign. And the Bible tells us that we should hold fast to the word of the Lord. Ephesians 3:20, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And I love that scripture because it clearly makes reference to our thoughts and how powerful our thoughts are. The Bible said, praise the Lord, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as we continue to pray, it's so very, very important that we are conscious of our thoughts. And the Bible tells us in the book of Philippians, it says, think on those things which are lovely. Think on those things which are pure and those things which have an honest report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, the word of the Lord says, think on these things. Now, we know that all of the challenges that sometimes we have in life, it can be somewhat difficult to train our minds and our thoughts to stay focused on those things which are lovely and are pure. It is absolutely sometimes a constant challenge, but we must continue to strive and thrive to allow the word of God, praise God, to be activated in our lives because the scripture said, according to the power that worketh on the inside of you, glory to God, the power of the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, enable us. praise God, to keep our thoughts in right alignment with the Word of God. We can't do it without the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. That's why in this season we absolutely need the Holy Spirit. Praise God. How can we even say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit? Praise God. For those that are led by God, these are the sons of God. So we must always, always, praise God, listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. We must know His voice in this season. Seek to know His voice. You know why? Because there's so many voices out there. There's so much being released in the atmosphere that's not necessarily coming from the throne room of God. So we must have that personal relationship with the Lord to make sure that we take time out to know the voice of God. Amen. Know the voice of God. Praise God. Know the voice of God. I can't say that enough. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger it would not follow. So if it feels kind of strange, it doesn't feel just right, something in your spirit don't connect with that, you need to go back to the altar and consult God about it. Praise the Lord. Because God is not the author of confusion, but He's the God of peace. So when God speaks His voice, even though sometimes your flesh may not agree with it, but deep down in your spirit there is a subtle peace. And the Bible said, what kind of peace? A peace that watches now, that surpasses all understanding. So that must mean sometimes our thoughts get out of alignment with what the will of the Lord is for our lives, because He gives us a peace that surpasses what I'm even able to imagine or think about at the moment, because I don't see no peace. I don't see the evidence of peace. Everything is chaotic. Praise God. But God said in your spirit, man, that part that's connected to the Heavenly Father, He would give us a peace that surpasses our intellectual understanding. And for that, we ought to give God praise. We ought to thank Him and give Him glory for the Holy Ghost. Praise God. The Spirit of the Lord that would lead and guide us into all truth. So I encourage you tonight to stay tapped into the Spirit. I can't say that enough. Stay tapped into the Holy Spirit. Let's not stay tapped into our intellect, not stay tapped into our understanding of things, because we may not understand everything, but that peace is going to be there. Praise the Lord. Let us stay tapped into the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And allow Him to lead and guide and to direct us. The steps of a good man, the word of the Lord said, is ordered by the Lord. So hold fast. Be encouraged. Great is He that is in us than he that is in the world. We're living in evil times. Praise God. And days are going to get even more evil. Praise the Lord. We must understand that even where evil abounds and sin abounds, grace abounds the more. So we thank God for His grace. And we thank God for His mercy. Hold fast to the word of God. And don't give up. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for those powerful words of wisdom and encouragement tonight. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. He also mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, in the Word of God, look it up, that the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you when you receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior through the power of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord a hand up of praise for that. Yeah. Amen. Amen, amen. Yeah, let's go to the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen. I'm making your last four digits only if you have a prayer request or just a comment as well. We'll be glad to take those at this time. Caller 6569, you're on the line with Bishop. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Caller 6569, last four digits. You're on the line. God bless you.
Yes, I like to thank the Bishop for that awesome word and the doctor for her words of wisdom. And I would like to have a prayer for our kids, our younger kids, for their history, for them to get to know where they come from and what all the older people went through to get us to where we are now, so we don't turn the clock back. Amen.
Amen, caller. That's a powerful request. I love that one. Thank you so much, caller, for that. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Amen. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise for that wisdom right there, teaching our young people. Amen. Amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop. Back to Bishop. Thank you, Bishop.
Praise God. Hey, let us pray for the young people. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for the time that we live in, even as we've gone through many things, that you will bring to remembrance of how far you have brought us through the wisdom that we have gained from the elder people, God, and let us remember that wisdom and apply that wisdom in our lives, and let us hold fast to the promises of God, that it will be manifest even every day of our lives to the next generation and generation and generation and generation to come. Father, that it will be passed on, that we trust you and we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. And Father, we thank you today. We thank you for the elder. We thank you for the young people. God, we thank you, God, that the created mind that you have given to them, that they'll learn, they learn a lot faster, they learn a lot more. That God, that they will hold on to truth. They will hold up to truth and stand up for truth and for righteousness. And Father, we give you praise, and all glory shall be thine. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, for that powerful prayer today for our children, for our next generation, for our children, and for our children's children, even in the future, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We just thank God for all of our family members and for the next generation in Jesus' mighty name. Let's give a hand for our young people because they're coming up fast. They're brilliant. They're smart. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We've been having a great time, as always, with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. And we want you to understand this is the greatest time of our life. And remember that Jesus is Lord. He's in charge of everything, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing is taking him by surprise. Nothing. He's not surprised. He's not being snuck up on. Nothing like that for sure. Amen. But God knows everything that's going on. He'll take care of his people. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, Joe, we want you to have a great weekend. I want you to have a great rest of the evening first, but also, too, we want you to have a powerful weekend coming up as you kick off another great week in the Lord. We want you to always be cognizant of prayer, cognizant of who God is as well. And I wrote some things down I wanted to share with you real quickly because we've been talking about this on our other network. Joe, we want you to activate your day. We want you to activate your day each and every day, which is your right to do. In God through Jesus Christ. We want you to activate your healing. We want you to activate your love. We want to activate your forgiveness. We want you to activate your needs in prayer, whatever those are. We want you to voice activate all those in prayer unto the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what it's all about right there. Just ask the Lord, he will grant your wish, grant your blessings and your needs in Jesus' name. Amen. All we got to do is ask God. And according to his will, he will grant it. He will make it happen for you in Jesus' name. Amen. So we thank God for you today. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we love you. And we thank you for being with us tonight on Prayer Time. Remember to always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Everybody, have a great evening. And we're going to give the Lord another hand clap of praise as we close out tonight. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. And y'all have a great weekend. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Bless you now.